Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Father, for this day. You're an awesome, awesome God. And we thank you for the power that you give us to decree and declare things in our lives and our friends, God. For this power, we decree and declare our enemies will be our footsteps. Amen. For you have given us these enemies even for growth, God. We decree and declare that any evil meant for us will be returned to the sender. We decree and declare our strength is in thee, O God. We decree and declare with the Lord we can do all things, for we are winners. We decree and declare that restoration with family is possible and is happening right now through family with love. We decree and declare our presence will be strong in the world with power and love. And we decree and declare that the Lord is our shepherd, for we want for nothing. We will want for nothing. For all that the Father has is ours. We decree and declare that we walk by faith and not by sight. We decree and declare that we are the Lord's and he is ours. We decree and we declare that God is our keeper. Amen. We decree and we declare that we are the healed of the Lord, and our word is law, and what we say, it is. Prophetess, darling, let's open up the line so we can speak in our heavenly language. Amen.
Oh, Rabba. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Father God, I thank you for this day that you have made, this new day, God, that we have never seen before. Thank you for allowing us to come into this day and to lift our voices in prayer. Thank you, Father, for this line and for every person on the line. Thank you, God, for your many blessings and for your mercy which endures forever. Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding that is ruling our hearts and our minds at this moment, God. Thank you for your presence. You said where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst. And we thank you, God, for hearing our prayer and for covering us. God, thank you for the foundation which we stand on, which is Jesus Christ. And thank you, God, for salvation. Thank you for forgiveness for our sins. Thank you for the walk that we are taking in this season, God. Thank you for this company of prophets on the line, God, who diligently pray, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them. Strengthen their hands. Strengthen their walk. Strengthen their talk, God. Just bless them, prosper them, God, and give them peace and even sweet sleep on tonight, God. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for their vision. And bless the revival, God, and the revivalist, Prophet Samson, and God, Emotang, and just bless the church, God. Bless the church and the people who are going out to the revival, God. And bless revivals all over the land, God. Wherever a revival is taking place in your name, God, we ask you to bless it and save people, God. Save people, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your salvation, for your goodness, and for your mercy, God. And I ask you, God, to remember those names that are on the sick list. I won't call them out, God. You know who they are. God, a special prayer for Meek Mill, who is still incarcerated, God. Look upon him and look upon those unjust jailers, God, as their reward is coming with them, and for every other person who has been falsely incarcerated on trumped up charges, God, just look upon them, God, and strengthen them, God, and prepare them for when they come out, God. And God, I also ask you to remember your elderly people, God, in this season, God. Lord, look upon them and touch them. Every elderly person, God, those in nursing homes, hospitals, those who are alone, those who are have family but the family isn't around, God. Look upon people, God. Touch their loneliness and let them know that you are with them, God. Touch their depression. Lift it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for my own family, God, and I ask you to touch their minds and hearts and draw them even closer to you, God. A special prayer for Sheila Evans, God. God, I haven't seen her in a long time, God, and don't know where to reach her, God, but I ask you to look upon her, strengthen her, and bless her, God. And God, I thank you for my sister, and I thank you for her husband. And I thank you for Jeanette Applewhite and her family, God. And I just ask you to bless your people, God. And whatever it is that I have not remembered to pray about, Lord, you know what it is. You know what's on my heart and my mind, God. But I thank you and I love you and I praise you, God, because you're worthy to be praised. Thank you for my healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice, you shall hear it in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up to you. Father God, I just thank you for this day that I have the privilege to come to you and stand in the gap for all of your people worldwide. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in globalizing the ministry and continue to be powerful leaders in teaching all of us as prophets. I thank you for the mothers in the church and worldwide. I thank you for Mother Jordan, Mother Mary Jordan, and Mother Marian and Mother Gladys, and all the mothers, Lord. I thank you that your people will not waver in faith, but will continue to serve you diligently day and night. Thank you for blowing a fresh wind of peace in each family represented on this call. And I thank you for the leadership of the House of Zoe Ministries. And I thank you for the fivefold ministries. And I thank you that you continue giving a hedge of protection towards all your children worldwide. And I thank you, Lord, for the Jordan legacy and all the legacies that's represented on this call. I thank you for new contracts, new connections, new created businesses, mercy, grace, peace, and love. I thank you, Father, for who you are, and I thank you for creating me. I thank you for peeling off the layers that I will have, continue to have a clean heart when I serve you, Lord. I thank you for giving each prophet and prophetess on this line and in the background strength, health, wisdom, and abundance. I thank you for conversations of peace worldwide, Lord. And I thank you for just loving each and every one of us, Father, because you are the most powerful God on this earth, and it's you that we should serve. I give you all the praise, honor, glory, and I love you to life, Lord. Amen.
Father, we thank you, Almighty God. We thank you, the Holy One of Israel, that you hear our prayers, God. We pray for the nations to be awakened, Father God, and let the earth hear the voice of the Lord God. Father, we pray that you judge the nations in your sight, Father. Put them to fear that they know themselves to be but men, God. We thank you, Father, for the whole creation groans and labors to be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Father, send forth your spirit of truth to bear witness of you. Cause the nations to repent and turn from their idols, God. Shake the nations so they will become the desire of all nations, confessing Jesus is Lord of all, God. Father God, cause your people to rise up. Gather your mighty ones to prepare for war, God, and send your ambassadors into all the nations. Open to them a door, Father God, to proclaim and pronounce the word, that the manifold wisdom of God, Father God, be preached and be revealed, God. Cause righteousness and praise to spring forth, God. Let the earth be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Gather the nations that they may worship thee, God. And Father, we pray for the sake of the nations. We pray for peace. We pray for justice. We pray that you balance the scales, Father. We pray that you assist the poor, God. We pray, Father God, that you will meet their needs. We pray, Father God, for the dreamers and their families, God. We pray for resolution and godly solutions, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will show forth your favor for your people in this season, God. Show forth your favor for those that do not have a voice, God. We pray, Father God, that you will move by your spirit, God. And, Father God, that you would endue us with a power, Father God, to move, Father God, and to shift things, Father God, in the spirit realm and in the natural, God. We pray, Father God, that today is the day that you have made, and God, we rejoice in it, God. We pray that we are strengthened, and we pray, Father God, that we, Father God, live and move and have all your being. We pray for unity, Father God, among the brethren, God. We pray, Father God, that the body of Christ become one, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that we acknowledge you this evening, God, as Almighty God, and that you are all-powerful, God, and that there is nothing too hard for you. Father, we just ask, God, that you would teach us how to come into your presence, Father God, and that, Father God, we continually live under an open heaven, Father God, and we continually see the fruits of our labor, Father God. We pray, Father God, that the harvest will come, God, and that the fields will yield the harvest, God. We pray, Father God, that the latter house, Father God, will be greater, the former house will be greater than the latter house, God. We pray, Father God, that this, Father God, is the season. Faith is now, God, and this is the season for breakthrough, God. We thank you, Father God, that this is the season to see your hands, God. This is the season to see the mighty move of God. We thank you, Father God, that we can command the work of your hands, God. We pray that you will move on behalf of the nation. You will be move on behalf, Father God, of the injustice that are being done, Father God, and the corruption that is being placed, Father God, upon the backs of your people, God. We thank you that you pour out your spirit and that you bless the just as well as the unjust, God. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy and your grace, God. We thank you that you touch every life on the phone this evening, God. We thank you by your stripes that we are already healed, God, and we have already been given, Father God, that he that the Son sets free is free indeed. We have freedom. We have liberty. Teach us to walk in it, God. We thank you, Father God, for the abundance, and we thank you for the wealthy place, God. We pray that you will instruct us and that you will lead us, God. We pray, Father God, that thy kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven, God. Teach us to forgive one another, God, of their trespasses, God, that we may be forgiven, God. We pray, Father God, that you will renew a right spirit within us, God, and that, Father God, that you would teach us to be vessels of honor, God, holy and acceptable to you. We pray that we will continually seek holiness, God, and righteousness, God. We thank you, Father God, this evening, God, and we give you all glory. We give you all praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Father God, we bless your name and we thank you. Oh God, hold not thine hand from us in this hour, for we are your people. We trust, love, serve, and lift you above all things, Father God. We are yours, Father God. Every last one of us on this line standing here in proxy in a space, Father God, for not just someone else, but our families, Father God, ourselves, God, and we bless you. Thank you for not sleeping on the throne, Father God. Thank you for being relevant in our life, Father God. Thank you that, God, you breathe the breath of Ruha in us, God, giving us life, God, and we bless your name for that in this hour. We thank you for all things, for if you, Father God, said it, we believe it, Father God, for our life, Father God. Thank you for the foundation of the word that gives us strength each day, Father God, that helps us on our journey here while we're here. Thank you, God, for you have set the captives free, and we believe it. They are healed from disease, and they are delivered, Father God, from oppression, from depression, Father God. We believe it, for we believe in you. You've given us this power, and we walk in this power and in your grace. Father God, we thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding in our life, Father God. We thank you for the overflow in our life, Father God. We thank you for you. We are overcomers through you, and we thank you, God. We thank you for every test and trial, for they come to make us stronger, God. And you said that we can do it. The light, we are the light of the world, and we have the flavor, so you make us relevant even in the presence of our friends and our family, God, and even in the enemy, Father God. We thank you for they shall see the light, and they will fill our light, Father God. We thank you that we can be your vessel, God, filled with your presence. We cancel out any abuse, God, of seniors and children. Reveal to us the enemy, Father God, so that the proper channels will be taken, Father God, and these people are free in Jesus' name. These people who have gone through, Father God, we cancel out addiction of any sort and any kind in our families' lives, Father God. We hold up these abused children, and we stand for deliverance, Father God, as we decree and declare freedom and love, Father God. We continue to hold up Robert Toth and Dolores Elam, Father God, and Rosalind Smith, and all the names that are assembled on this list, Father God. You know every name, Father God, and we thank you for their deliverance. We thank you for they are overcomers, Father God. We thank you for those that mourn, Father God, for they shall be comforted. We thank you, God, for those who hunger and thirst after you, for they shall be filled. We give your name the honor and the glory. And Father God, we thank you for this prophetic revival, that the lives may be saved, healed, and they will remember that you move through the mouths of the prophet, Father God, for life, deliverance, Father God, healing, and strength. For there is a word, Father God, and we thank you for speaking through us. We give your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Olympia. Amen. Father God, we give thee honor and we give thee praise with thanksgiving, O God. O God, for the word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing us under of souls and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. Father God, we give thee honor and we give thee praise and with thanksgiving, O God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O God. We thank you, God, for ordering our step, O God. We thank you, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for awakening our minds and stimulating our hesitating will, Jesus, O God. We thank you, God, that you have given yourself for us, O God. And we thank you, God, for this wonderful country in which we are privileged to live, dear Lord. O God, we thank you, God, for helping us, O God, and guiding us, O God, into what you would have us to be, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for cleansing us, our hearts of all selfishness, O God, that we may have. We thank you for cleansing the selfishness, O God. Thank you in your precious mighty name, O God. And we thank you, God, for giving us a joyful and willing heart to follow you, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for the perfect law of liberty, O God. We thank you, Lord, for making us prosperous, O God. We thank you, God, for letting us be the head and not the tail, O God, above and not beneath, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for helping us in these distressing days to trust in you, God, the blessed assurance that thou givest all things well, O God. O God, we thank you, God, that as in the beginning the morning stars sung together and all the sons of the earth shouted for joy, so now we surrender ourselves anew to thou kingdom of light, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for giving us a pure heart that we may have a clear vision of thou self and thou will concerning us, dear Lord, O God. We thank you, God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for giving the shedding faith in you, God, and giving them a vision so they may not become discouraged, God. We thank you, God, for all the names on the list, oh God. You know their needs and their healing, oh God, that they're in the need of, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And we thank you, God, for your healing power, dear Lord, oh God. We thank you, God, for directing our lives towards the greatness of service and kindness and spiritual well-being, dear Lord, oh God. We thank you, God, for the light of this new day. May the sunshine of thy presence shine upon our souls, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for clarity, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for debt cancellation, oh God. We thank you, God, for bills paid in full, oh God. We thank you, God, for structuring and restructuring, oh God. We thank you, God, for restoration, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for abundance and goodness and truth, dear Lord, oh God. We thank you, God, for a clear way, oh God. We thank you, God, for clarity in our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for business opening, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for completing things in this season, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for the season of the push, oh God. And we thank you, God, for scattering our enemies, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for canceling any attack of our enemy, oh God. We thank you, God, for setting us free, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. And we thank you, dear Lord, for keeping us safe, oh God. And we thank you, God, that may anything form against us, anyone, shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, you already condemn, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father and of the Son and your masterful and precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. When Solomon finished praying, a bolt of lightning out of heaven struck the whole burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of God filled the temple. The glory was so dense that the priests could not get in. God so filled the temple that there was no room for the priests. When all Israel saw the fire fall from heaven and the glory of God filled the temple, they fell on their knees, bowed their heads and worshiped, thanking God. Yes, God is good. His love never quits. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Then spake Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out, and the priests shall burn the wood on it every morning, lay the burnt offerings in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. You shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you the glory and the honor for your power. We give you the glory and the honor for your presence on this line even now. We decree and declare that your glory fill this line and fill every home that is represented on this call. Cause your power and your presence to be experienced even now by your people. Cause your healing virtue to flow even now, Father God, as you give us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us. Blot out our transgressions. Take not your Holy Spirit from us, Lord, but purge us with hyssop. Lord God, wash us and we shall be clean. Amen. Father God, allow your presence to fill our hearts as never before. And let your power fall. Let your glory be revealed in our lives, in our homes, in our families, Lord, in our bloodline. Ah, shebo shala. Lord God, destroying every generational curse. Father God, because you decreed in your word that we shall recover all, we thank you for the power of recovery. We thank you for the power of redemption. We thank you for the power of restoration and repair that is moving even on this line, even now. Hearts are mended. Glory to God. Depression is driven out. Broken hearts are healed. Emotions are healed. Childhood issues resolved. God, the spirit of confusion is dismissed. Depression is broken by the blood of Jesus. We speak life. We speak healing. We speak deliverance to your people over every home, over every family, over every financial matter. Restoration, debt cancellation, in the name of Jesus. We bless our elders. We bless our families. We bless, Lord God, our leaders. We decree and declare that our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, are strengthened, are protected, are covered, Lord God, as you continue to stretch them and launch them forward, God. We say, go, Archbishop, go. Go, Pastor Deborah, go. We speak strength, Halabo Sheta, and fresh download of your wisdom and your mysteries, Lord God. And we thank you for the new books that are coming forth. We thank you for the new word, that's the fresh revelation that's coming forth in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Prophetess Joyce Hartley, I turn it back to you.
Amen and amen. Thank you. 9 a.m., the conference call. Join Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Amen. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. 8 p.m., the conference call. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets Monday through Friday. And all conference calls will be at the number 1-515-604-9266. Amen. And please come back and join us with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, this midnight cry every night at 12 a.m. Amen. The same number. Amen. And also is the Supernatural Manifestation Prophetic Revival is from January the 21st through the 31st. Amen. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Amen and amen. The Seeker's Call we also have. Anyone who that think that they're seeking something, that whatever they're seeking is seeking them. So you can also call the Seeker's Call at 641-715-3631. And the passcode is 533-404, the pound sign. They also Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., and Sunday, 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. as well. And also meet us at the Birthing House, the Latter Rain, amen, February the 23rd to the 26th, amen. That's where the prophets will be meeting, amen. Back to you, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Just a little clarification. The Seeker's Call, Poem Seeker's Call, if you feel that you have a call into the prophetic order, the Seeker's Call is where you want to find yourself getting the information and the teachings in preparation into your induction into the prophetic order. Amen. And for those of you who have completed your Book of the Month 3 commitment, begin to set up your book of the month for now. You do not want to miss the next release of Archbishop's books that will be coming out for this session of Book of the Month 4. Amen. Call 888-831-0434 for further information. Amen. And Pop Life Radio is 12 noon, Monday through Friday. And again, you don't want to miss another Midnight Cry. Join Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. Amen. Nightly, 12 a.m. to 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. And if you have any prayer requests, go to www.PastorDeborahJordan.com and submit your prayer requests there, that we may begin to stand in agreement with you for the manifestation of your answer. Text to give, sow a seed, amen, and allow God to speak to your seed, amen. He doesn't answer our complaints. He answers our seed, amen. Text 646-762-0433. And don't forget to answer the letters and the emails from Archbishop, amen, and respond according to the instructions therein. Amen. Also, we're almost winding down the month of January, which is the birthday month of our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We want to be a blessing to her. We want to encourage her. We want to strengthen her hands. Amen. Sow a seed with the number 58. $58, $158, $258, $358, $580, $1,058, $5,080. Whatever God has blessed you with, how has this call been a blessing to you? You want to give accordingly to how you are being blessed. Amen. God bless you. Company of Prophets, thank you for your faithfulness, your continued stand and support. Pastor Deborah honors and loves you all and thanks you. Archbishop, thanks you. And I thank you. We could not stand alone. We need you to survive. Bless you and good day.
Goodbye. God bless everyone. Love you all.